Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, the shoes keep dropping regarding vaccine identification cards. New York City Mayor Comrade de Blasio is now requiring such passports to get into any restaurant or gym or other places deemed as leisure activity. Doesn't seem to be in place for grocery shopping yet, but I have no doubt it's only a matter of time. Also, we're not sure yet if the city has printed up the special swastika edition, but we'll see. Now that's local. What's going on nationally? The Biden administration continues to insist there will be no federal law about national vaccine passports. I don't believe Mr. Biden. I simply do not believe him. And that's not just because he's lost his mind and others are running the country by pulling his strings. As I said last week, even if Biden were operating at full brain capacity, his administration's decisions would be exactly the same. The man has always been a pathological liar. The man has always been a politician who lets lobbyists and other political pressures influence him at the drop of a hat. He doesn't have a genuine conviction. He would not know what to do with a genuine conviction. He would probably try to sniff it. Before I go on, even if there is no federal mandate, that won't really matter. As we learned from the lockdown of 2020, all we needed was federal guidance, and then the governors put in their own teeth, demanded their own lockdowns, demanded their own masks. At the moment, all federal employees now have to have a vaccination card. That's quite a mandate. That's quite a law. That's quite federal. That's quite close to just going on with all citizens. And in the meantime, major companies like Amazon and Disney are following suit. And so, my friends, it stretches credulity to think this will not go farther, especially when politicians are influenced by people such as Jennifer Cates, Senior Vice President and Director of Global Health and HIV Policy at the Kaiser Foundation. She says, and I quote, "As of this time, the U.S. is not accepting proof of COVID-19 vaccination for entry into the U.S., including for U.S. citizens. Rather, it maintains a requirement for an individual to provide a negative test result or document recovery from COVID-19. This is likely to pose challenges as travel continues to pick up and fully vaccinated travelers, many of whom will be using vaccine passports from elsewhere, will be faced with having to get tested to enter the U.S. For the purposes of international travel, it is likely the federal government will have to play some role here, either accepting vaccine passports from other countries or finding some other way to allow for fully vaccinated individuals to enter the U.S. without needing a test. Domestically, within the U.S., is another story, and the federal government has been pretty clear that it will not be issuing a passport for domestic use. That said, the federal government has an important role to play in helping to set standards for any passport, as well as addressing equity concerns around excess. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to warn you again as I've warned you before, and I will continue issuing this warning until the day comes when it's illegal to issue this warning. The powers that be, which continue to issue laws that govern our behavior, are doing so for the sake of control, and no amount of control is ever enough. That's why I believe that eventually they're going to require everybody in the country to have one of these cards. Now, if there's enough pushback, maybe it won't happen. I'm talking about their intentions, and I'll tell you why I'm positive these are their intentions. Once a politician feels a little power in his belly, no amount of power is ever enough, and they know that fear is a key factor in maintaining control. Meanwhile, they act like they care about your safety. They do not. They do not for a second truly believe these vaccine IDs are necessary for healthy life. I can prove that to you. Actually, you already know this. don't you? When I say I'm offering proof, all I really mean is that in my tradition of making the obvious obvious, I'm simply going to remind you of what you already know. The truth is glaringly apparent to any who want to see it. To start with, if they really believed in the wondrous powers of this vaccine, they would be more consistent when Trump was still president, working vigorously to cut through red tape and get this vaccine released ASAP. Biden, Harris, and all kinds of other leading Democrats said they would refuse to take it. They didn't trust this fast slipshod process. Well, now that Trump is no longer president and Biden acts like somehow he's responsible for the vaccine, all of a sudden, it's so important that everybody get the shot. I guarantee you, if Trump were still president, none of them would be getting the shot. Would Biden be talking this way if Trump were still president? Would Harris? Of course not. That tells you right there that politics and not safety are driving this thing. The next observation. Inasmuch as this vaccine card will be an identity card, will people be required now to show ID at voting polls on election day? Not on your life. Not if blue states have anything to do with it. In your dreams. Not only are they making sure that illegal residents can vote, illegal immigrants are also being led across our borders without being tested for COVID and then shipped all over the country. But you see, this is an inconsistency we're not supposed to notice. And anyone who does notice will be promptly called, you guessed it, a racist. That's how they shut everybody up these days. During the McCarthy era, they called you a communist if you spoke up. Now they call you a racist if you speak up. Same witch hunt, just different titles. Add to this the fact that many city officials and governors who called for the vaccine also called for the police to stand down during those riots last year. And we get a rather vivid illustration as to how much they care about your safety. Now, these are the simple in-your-face observations. That doesn't even take into account that one who cares about your safety would not force you to take a vaccine that has not been FDA approved, or that so many doctors are coming out with data about how vaccinated people are getting COVID anyway. Not to mention that getting COVID and recovering provides much more reliable immunization. I know, we keep hearing contradictory things from the medical community. People with the same credentials, the same qualifications, just as peer-reviewed, and we're hearing opposite things. Some say the natural immunization lasts only a few months. Others say it's for life. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you who to believe. If you want to get the vaccination, and I know many who have, I won't blame you at all. I do know this. I do not define true science as not having yet been removed from YouTube. Let's say the jury is still out on vaccination as opposed to herd immunity. I know where I lean, but let's just say the jury is out. If our politicians cared about our health, they would want us to hear both sides. They would want us to hear both sides to make a responsible choice. Don't they always talk about a responsible choice? They call themselves the party of pro-choice. Do they really believe it's your body and your choice? They do not. Not unless there's another human body inside of you, a human baby inside of you that can be destroyed. Oh, they want you to have that choice. Oh yeah, almost forgot. Many of the places requiring vaccination ID are still requiring masks. Doesn't that tell you something again? Doesn't that tell you something right there? If they really believe that the vaccine works, why are they still requiring those infernal masks? Well, that is my review. That is my reminder about why, when they say this vaccination card is for our safety, they simply are not telling the truth. My friends, if we allow them to take away our rights to travel and enter at will, they can take away all rights. Coincidentally, these are the same people who do not want you to keep the money that you earn. They want it redistributed. They want reparations. They do not want you to send your kids to private schools lest they be free from indoctrination such as critical race theory and LGBTQ whatevers. These are the people who want to defund the police but deny you the right to buy arms and protect yourself as guaranteed by the Second Amendment. Yeah, they stay awake at night worrying about your safety. You can be sure of that. You can also be sure that I'm the king of all England. Actually, they think they are the king of England, as in King George of England. There's nothing about the freedoms gained in our war of independence that they want you to retain. But if you're really good and you get your vaccination, they might just pay you $100. Can't put a price tag on that. Well, I guess you could. It's $100. Tell a friend to get vaccinated too. Maybe they'll throw in the free egg roll and the decoder ring. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.